The space whale, which is currently located by the Believe sign on Reno's City Plaza, may need to find a new home soon. The sculpture's lease is up at the end of this month. This is Reno's Bob Conrad, who has been following this story, met with KUNR's Lucia Starbuck to discuss what the possible next steps are.
Bob, the space whale has an uncertain future at the moment. Can you tell me why?
The space whale has been a sort of a celebrated and criticized piece of art downtown. A lot of people love it. Every time I go there, there is literally probably a half dozen people taking selfies with it, and it's become kind of a tourist attraction. It was installed in August of 2017. The city was paying a lease for a year. Well, that lease got extended by another year, and now it's up. So the question is, what happens next?
So with the lease kind of up in the air, what are the options?
One option is to remove the space whale. It would have to be dismantled, and that's if an agreement is not renewed. And that would have to be determined by the Reno City Council. Another option would be to create a new lease agreement, and that's also a City Council decision. Finally, another option, and this is one that's been talked about with the City of Reno's Arts and Culture Commission, is to create a space for a rotating sculpture. In other words, a new sculpture could appear every year.
In your reporting, you compared the space whale to Chicago's iconic Cloud Gate. It's a big piece of artwork. It looks like a giant metallic bean, and it draws in a bunch of tourists. Why did you make this comparison?
Well, the bean, and I just saw it for the first time, I want to say just about 2 years ago, and I was amazed at how much it drew people to that part of Chicago. I mean, literally crowds coming along. I mean, I have a whole photo gallery of people just taking selfies and taking pictures of each other. So I think the space whale here in Reno is sort of our bean. I've seen similar types of activity around the space whale, which is, it's like I mentioned before, it's become a tourist draw.
So as we know, the space whale has received its fair share of criticism. I'm curious, what are the concerns people are sharing with you?
Reno has designated funds for public art. They have to be spent on public art. And so when people heard, you know, it was what, 60 or 70,000 was being spent on the space whale, they said, well, why can't we put that money into the homeless situation? A very legitimate question. But when you look at how governments are financed and how they have to spend their money, they have designated funding lines and budgets that they have to spend on certain things. You can't take money from the Reno Police Department, for example, to pay for public art. I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about how that actually works at the end of the day.
Bob, thanks for joining me and talking about the space whale. Bob Conrad is the publisher of This Is Reno. For KUNR News, I'm Lucia Starbuck.